It's time now for weather with Cliff Mass and KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Welcome, sulfur dioxide. Hello, carbon monoxide. The air is everywhere.
Well, we got confirmation this week of something many of us already instinctively know. Smoke from wildfires is polluting the air in Washington. A report from the American Lung Association says the Seattle-Tacoma area is ninth worst in the nation for short-term particle pollution. Yakima and Spokane are also in the top 15. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. He's going to break down how the air quality here has actually improved over the past 15 years, except for that smoke. First, though, let's get the forecast, Cliff. It's pretty sunny out there and looking rather clear at the moment.
That's right, Bellamy. Today's going to be a really nice day. Lots of sun, temperatures getting into the mid-60s, so it's going to be perfect. No rain. Now, over the weekend, an upper-level trough will come in Saturday morning. So Saturday, we'll see quite a bit of clouds. There'll be a few showers, particularly Saturday morning into early afternoon. Nothing serious. Temperatures, though, will be knocked back probably to the upper 50s. So, you know, there'll be some clouds, a few sprinkles, more sprinkles in the mountains, especially on the western side of the Cascades. Sunday, it should be a little bit better. There'll still be an upper-level trough hanging around to the south of us. So there could be a few sprinkles, but not much. I expect a lot of sun on Sunday, temperatures rebounding into the lower 60s. And then, you know, next week, there's a few weak disturbances, but nothing serious. Temperatures generally getting up into the lower mid-60s, and there will be plenty of sun. So a relatively dry period, and the worst conditions are going to be on the western side of the Cascades. If you're planning that hike on Saturday, I'd take a little bit of rain gear with me.
So wildfire season will soon be upon us, and you've been getting a lot of questions lately about smoke.
That's right. People are really wondering what this summer is going to be like. So I've done a little bit of research on particulates and smoke around here, and it's quite interesting. Overall, air quality over our region has actually improved over the last 15 years. On average, we've gotten much better. And that's because we have cars and trucks are much more efficient. They're putting out much less particulates. The ships are putting out less pollution. People are using wood-burning stoves less. So in the wintertime, air quality is much better. What has changed, particularly the last 2 years, is we've had these big spikes of smoke coming into Seattle. You know, we had in 2017, we had a big spike in August, and the same thing happened in 2018. And what we've had is more extensive wildfires over the region. And then we were unlucky the last two summers. We had a relatively major wildfire just to the east or northeast of us, and the winds happened to push it in just in the right way, and we had these two major spikes of very, very poor air quality. And so during the last two summers here in Seattle, we've had periods that the air was worse than Beijing, these really poor periods. Now, the big question is this coming summer. I mean, what do we expect? And at this point, there's no reason for us to expect to see another major spike. I mean, it could happen, but right now the snowpack is just a little bit below normal. We haven't been totally dry. The temperatures have been relatively normal. So going into the summer, there's no reason to expect anything different than normal. We're just going to have to watch it. If a fire happens to develop in the wrong place and we happen to get those strong winds, we could get another spike. But at this point, there's no reason to expect another really serious air quality problem here in the Puget Sound region. But, you know, it's possible.
So that's this summer. But what about in general? What's your sense of the overall trend?
Well, it really depends what we do about our forests. The east side forests are really problematic. You know, we've suppressed fire now 50 to 100 years. A lot of the forests are very explosive on the east side. You can get these big fires that are not natural. You know, if we go back 100, 120 years, we used to have a lot of small fires. Now there's a big tendency, a greater tendency to have these big fires. So if we have one of these big fires and it's poorly positioned so that the plume goes right over Seattle, we, of course, have a chance of getting another major spike of air pollution. So the key thing is to take care of our forests. And, you know, that's a public issue right now.
And it's moving forward. Department of Natural Resources has made a huge budget request, and it looks like much of the legislature may indeed put it in their budget, which is being finalized this weekend.
That's right. And then in the longer term, as we go decades or greater into the future, I mean, the climate is going to change around here if CO2 increases. So we expect, you know, warming conditions, which would probably promote fire in the long term. But the key thing now is to deal with the forests.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time via Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.